Why are our muscles and red meat, well, red, rather than looking like white meat of poultry? It's not from blood, which courses through both kinds of muscle. It's from myoglobin, a simplified form of hemoglobin that stays in place rather than circulating. It makes up about 1% of the fresh mass of red muscle. You may still hear that myoglobin stores oxygen for bursts of activity. Not so, says the math. It stores only enough oxygen for about 2 seconds of vigorous activity. On the other hand, it enables continuous strenuous activity as oxygen passes from the blood and then hops one myoglobin to another, vastly aiding the movement or diffusion of oxygen. Why is it needed in muscle and not in other oxygen-demanding tissues such as neurons in our brain? It's because muscle cells are thick, too thick for diffusion to work fast enough without help from myoglobin. Some plants have a use for hemoglobin, too. There's a hemoglobin in pea plants that have nodules packed with bacteria that fix nitrogen gas from the air into ammonia to help supply the plant's need for nitrogen compounds. Here, the oxygen diffuses along successive leg hemoglobin molecules, with the key feature that the oxygen gets passed to a point of use without ever getting free to damage the nitrogen-fixing enzyme nitrogenase. Many uses in different tissues and even different kingdoms of life. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.